Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online, Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. Now, you all know that today is a call-in show. If you have a question you want to answer from Divine Spirit or you're just seeking a message, call us at 845-241-9850. And if you think that you might need a private session with Mary Margaret, please call her at 513-289-2914. If you want a copy of any of our prayers or invocations, you can email us at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's R-E-V-M-M, as in Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, as in Mary, at aol.com. You can also go back in and check out some of our other shows. We had a beautiful healing meditation today that Mary Margaret did about the chakras and what they mean. And the meditation was to release some of these negative energies and codependencies and to get rid of some of these blockages and obstacles that can lead us to great things, one of them being great sex. I found that very interesting and helpful. So you can go back in and listen to that. Sunday services are at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Great information about in healing and learning. You all can definitely learn. And we have our Healing for All on Fridays at noon to 1. And then we have channelings Monday, day and Tuesday evenings every other week. So we're really growing and restructuring, and it's very exciting. Now, today, we want to help you. So please give us a call. The number is 845-241-9850. Hi, Mary Margaret.
Hi, Janie. How you doing, dear?
Well, you?
Good. Very good. Very, very good.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Awesome.
Hello, everybody. Janie's right. Today we did a healing meditation. My meditations are a bit different because I like to teach. I like to give you information to help you understand why we do what we do. You know, I love doing the messages, like right now, but everything I do, I will try to help you to learn, help you teach you how your body, how your emotions are causing, can cause illness and so forth. So you won't learn a lot just by listening to one show, but I'm hoping the cumulative effect is going to help you to understand, you know, exactly why you're here and what we can do to make your life better. All right, everybody. Janie, do we have a caller?
We do. Did you want to start with the clearing prayer first?
Oh, certainly.
Would you like
Thank
to?
You.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great. You're welcome. Would you like to repeat
everybody
after me
repeat
with everybody?
With me. Yeah, repeat with me. Put your hand on your heart. Close your eyes.
By the power and the authority of Prime Creator.
By the power and the authority of Prime Creator.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
I now decree and give my permission.
I now decree and give my permission.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
That are touching, using.
That are touching, using.
Or taunting me on any level of my being.
Tempting or taunting me on any level of my being.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Trauma, fear, pain.
Trauma, fear, pain.
Addiction, relationship difficulties.
Addiction, relationship difficulties.
And financial distress.
And financial distress.
Remove all negative energies and negative effects.
Remove all negative energies and all negative effects.
Of any medicine or medical procedure.
Of any medicine or medicine procedure.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
Of all that I can be.
Of all that I can be.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Jean.
You're very welcome. Would you like to take a call now?
Yes, I would.
Okay, great. One moment, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Mary Margaret.
Hello. This is Mary Margaret. With whom am I speaking, please?
Hi, this is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and how are you? You sound wonderful as well.
I am wonderful. I am. I can't complain. How can
great.
I help you today?
Well, our friend Jeannie already answered one of my questions was, how can I get a personal reading with you? And we got the telephone number, so I thank her. Thank you.
Very good.
And
yes, give me a call, and we'll set something up, honey. And what else is new in your life?
Well, God has put in me an invention. You know, this is a life dream, and I can't believe it, of help children, disabled children, a specific type of disabled child. And I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. I'm still in the process, right? And is it going to be a digital computer or is it going to be something that's handheld? Like in a computer kind of programming thing? Or
it is a computer type of programming.
I felt the difference. Yes.
It's got something. I know with games they have the joystick.
Yes.
You're utilizing that.
Oh, my gosh.
In some way, you're utilizing that.
I know
you're
for
making
the purpose.
It very, yeah, you're making it very easy for them.
Oh.
And it's an incredible, incredible invention. Now, you're not doing much this month, but next month, especially towards the middle of the month, you're going to start initiating this invention.
I got the goosebumps. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is so beautiful.
Yeah, it is really divinely orchestrated, Caroline.
I am so blessed. So blessed, Mary Margaret.
You are, and this isn't the only one.
I know.
You're going to have many more inventions after this. You just have to get your feet a little wet with this, and then you'll learn. And then Spirit is saying, in your lifetime, you could have 10 more inventions.
And I want to do so much more as well. You know, I also want to set up live events. There's so much I want. I love publishing, you know, books.
Mm-hmm.
I love.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Help.
And I will have clients for you, including myself, when you start breaking
that.
Out. Yep.
So now I'm looking.
I've already told several people about you.
Oh, my God. I got the goosebumps. That's so lovely. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you so much. You are blessed as well, my
Caroline,
friend.
Thank you so much for calling, honey. Good luck to you. God's work. You're doing God's work. Keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you very soon.
Thank you, dear.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Well,
Janie, do we have any other callers? Yes, it
Not
was.
Not right
was
now.
It?
I know. It's very exciting with inventions. I wish her the best of luck, and I know you'll be able to help her when she calls you. When she gets going for a private session, very exciting. Very exciting.
Now,
we don't at this time have another caller.
Well, would you give out the call-in number?
Absolutely. The
and
number
then
is
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. There's a little delay here, so I apologize for that, everyone. The number is 845-241-9850.
Very good. All right, everybody. We're going to talk about prosperity. Remember, this message is healing and prosperity. And there's a lot of people that are interested in prosperity, and even if they don't know it as the full spiritual prosperity, which is time, energy, health, all not just money or education or you know, whatever. Spiritual prosperity aligns us to the highest and best of all things. You know, most people are thinking, how can I get a raise, or, you know, how can I get more money, or do I have to work a part-time job? But prosperity, really your attitude. You know, we talk about there's many laws, spiritual laws, and the one is the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is telling us that whatever we think, whatever we feel, whatever we act upon, that is what we will create. So if you are angry, you're going to create more situations with anger. And if you are lonely, if you stay within that energy, you're going to get more lonely. And as far as money, you know, Spirit doesn't know the word money. They know the word wealth. And if you say the word wealth over any other word, it has a higher spiritual frequency. So remember that. We are the highest and best of all of the Creator's creations. And because of that, we have to stay the highest and best. We have to align to that kind of attitude, you know, where even though we may not understand why we're not doing it really well on a particular day, we're wonderful. We're going to be positive. We are going to have a beautiful day. And I had a situation that happened last week with one of my people, and they'd been sick for 3 weeks. I'm sorry, 3 months. And it wasn't going away, and the doctors could not find anything that it could be at this point. And I told the woman that, you know, this when the doctors can't find out what's wrong, and she was crying. She's just had it. She was so depressed. I said, then this could be an attack, because we do get attacked by the darkness. And those are the things you'll learn if you stay with this program that we do. And I said, you know, I said, just start yelling at the disease and send it back from where it came. And I helped her. We just started saying, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be gone. And we did that probably for about 10 minutes. And then I talked to her. It wasn't even an hour later, and she was perfectly well. And that's part of what I want to teach everyone, is what causes disease and what causes poverty, what causes so many things that people are not aware of. The energy of this physical body, we know if we have vitamin deficiencies, we have to take vitamins, we have to take care of ourselves, we don't smoke, we don't overdrink or anything like that. But it's so much more than that. If we want prosperity and health, then we have to not only take very good care of ourselves, but we cannot stuff our emotions. If you have a heartache, and this happened to me with the death of my son last year. This is very personal. With the death of my son, I could feel the sorrow in my heart, and it was so hard to release. And I knew something was coming, because I just couldn't release it. In some way, spiritually, I didn't want to. Maybe if I released it, I'd be releasing him. And that's my take on it. Well, I had a heart attack. The body will release, even if we can't. When it is time, the body will release what it has to release. So here we are in the third dimension, and the third dimensional heart is full of grief. But on the fourth dimension, you have the emotional body and the mental body. Now, and then on the fifth dimension, you have your spiritual body. So everything comes down from that fifth dimension. And the energy, you know, if we're angry, if we're, you know, yelling and screaming or being really negative or gossiping, it's going to pick up the energy on that mental and emotional body. And because of it, it comes down through those. It picks up. It comes down perfectly from the fifth dimension. And then it comes into the mental, picks up the negative thought form, then comes into the emotional body and picks up the negative emotion. And then that is what manifests as disease in the body. Remember, on that fifth dimension, you are perfect. And on that fifth dimension, that is where your cosmic template, with the perfect healthy programming, perfect healthy patterning of you and everything in this life. And that's why we align to that cosmic programming, that template. Because that's going to allow us to be our very best. We never have to settle for less. And today we're going to talk about this physical, because I do want to share some personal things. You know, it was a couple years ago. My shoulders were hurting terribly, and I could hardly raise them. And I had gone into the surgeon, and we had surgery scheduled. And Spirit said, up till that point, I was going to have surgery, and that's what I thought Spirit wanted from me. Well, I was sitting there, and all I said was, oh, Jesus, if I have to have these two surgeries, everything that I have worked for so hard to get done in the last few months, it just won't be able to be, because I'll be tied up with these surgeries. And Jesus came in and healed me in that moment. It was phenomenal. And even the surgeon could not believe when I said, I've been healed. But, you know, I had another doctor that had told me that my joints were all deformed. And the only thing that he knew that would cause that was if I had polio when I was young. And I wore braces when I was young. But with the polio, they didn't catch it. They thought it was something else, so they had me in braces. And I was about a year old, and I wore braces for about a year, maybe a little over a year, and I was healed. Now, I believe in miracles. And probably the biggest example of this is when I was in the hospital, was 27 years ago, and I had a terrible health crisis. And they kept telling me I was going to die. And I said, okay, Lord, if this is what you want, then I can't do anything about it, but I really want to stay. Well, in that moment, after they had told me I had 2 hours to live, I went to heaven, and I saw God. And it was the most beautiful experience I've ever experienced. I came back. I started telling them what they had to do to make me well. And they sent me home to die a few weeks later. And I fooled them. I lived. I did really well as far as recovery. And I did it on my own. So whatever you might think as far as your health, as far as prosperity and money and love and everything else, I'm just trying to tell you that miracles happen. Never give up. Never, ever, ever give up. And that is prosperity. Assuming the highest and best, receiving the highest and best because of it, and knowing that you deserve it, that it is possible. The only way it would not have been possible for all these examples I've given you, for me, the only way it would not have been possible would be if the Creator wanted me home, if the Creator wanted me to have the surgeries, and so forth. If there was a spiritual reason why I couldn't have my miracle, then I wouldn't have had the miracle. And I've had other miracles too. And I do believe that part of prosperity is knowing that we can invoke anything we want. And if it is spiritually aligned to our highest and best, we will receive it. Because the one thing about prosperity is, you know, we can create what we don't want in thinking we want it. And I mean it, like, if you wanted a new home, a big house, and I know a woman who wanted this beautiful home, this big home, and she got it. And 6 months later, she said, I am so unhappy. I cannot tell you the added expense, not just taxes, not just insurance. I had to hire somebody to clean. There's so much yard work, I had to hire someone to do that. And I'm probably going to have to sell it in a couple of years because I am not going to be able to afford all this. So be careful what you ask for. and be careful what you say. You know, if you're, you know, thinking that life is terrible for you, then life will be terrible. If you don't love your body, love this creation given to you by God, then it's not going to respond the way you want. You have to be so careful as far as the negativity you project. You know, and I'll tell you this, if you have a repeat of something, say, the left side of the body is the side of the mother, the side of the female side. And I knew someone, I worked on someone where their left hip was totally disintegrated due to the hate that she had for her mother. It just totally disintegrated. Nobody knew how it could happen and happen so quickly. But because of a disturbance in her energy, an emotion that she had created, then she created that herself. And it didn't just create an energy, it created an entity. So that's why it's very, very important that we do what we have to do to be positive, to know that if something happens, you're going to know what to do when the time comes. You may not know what to do right away, but you'll know what to do when the time comes. You'll know the highest and best are with you as long as you can stay in that wonderfully positive energy of God. Janie, do we have any other callers?
Yes, would you like to get the call?
Yes,
sure.
Let's do
you
that.
Ready?
Yes.
You got it. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, I was just listening.
Yes, how can I help you today, dear?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just listening. I just got on the...
Oh, you just wanted to listen?
Yes.
That's all right. Janie, would you put her back on hold, please?
Absolutely. Okay.
Anyone else, dear?
Nope, not at the moment.
All right. Okay, so let us talk. We've talked about prosperity and the need to keep ourselves mentally and emotionally aligned to our fifth dimensional self. The fifth dimensional self doesn't have anger, play games, doesn't gossip, and the fifth dimensional self does not hurt. Your emotional body and your mental body are on that fourth dimension. And as everything comes down perfectly from the fifth and comes through with the fourth, that's what really creates disease. Now, the healing that I do is divinity spiritual healing. And it deals with these emotions. It deals with the mindset that may be put into practice in the past. Now, let's talk about wealth. Remember, the energy of prosperity. First of all, if we understand that we have everything we need. Maybe not everything we want, maybe some things we want, but we have everything that we need, and we're going to have it when we need it. And that is huge for people. They can't understand that assumption that the Creator is going to take care of us. When you look at a bird, and see how the Creator takes care of that bird. Just a bird. And in knowing that every creature on earth is cared for by the Creator. And they're not going to their job or going to the grocery store, but they are cared for by the Creator. Well, if we can put ourselves in that kind of mindset, that I am where I am, I'm where I'm supposed to be in this moment, and try to create the highest and the best. Now, if we're talking about wealth, wealth could be a new job, a new career. Wealth could be the lottery, although I wouldn't count on that. Wealth could be anything. If you look at the energy of wealth, it can come in many, many forms. Inheritance, anything like this. And I will tell you, the bigger the amount of wealth, the longer it may take for you to build up that energy. You see, because the energy's got to come from you, setting it in a statement. Let me give you an example. I am wealthy. Well, I am wealthy is just an affirmation. And if you've listened at all, we do invocations, because invocations come from the Spirit, and the Spirit is strong. Now, if I say, by the power and the authority of Jesus, I am wealthy. And if I say, any obstacles to my wealth, be now released and removed. I am wealthy. And then setting it into a law, like our invocations, our prayers, saying, so be it done, so be it done now. But just that little, those little statements are still not enough. Because as you say it, you say, always say invocations out loud. So you're always saying, by the power and the authority of Jesus, I am wealthy. Gently clear any energies that interfere with my wealth. And we're going to do the prosperity prayer here shortly. And then it's your emotion. It is your, if I just said it like I am wealthy, that's not going to do anything. You have to send it like a rocket to the first, to that fifth dimension. Because wealth comes when the energy of your words go through the ethers, through the dimensions, to the fifth dimension, where there it is created. Your wealth is created there. And then it comes down through the fourth dimension, and you receive it in the third. So see, this is not just seeing something and expecting to get it. Affirmations do not have the power, the spiritual power, as invocations. Invocations, and we're going to do the prosperity prayer here in a minute, and Janie will tell you how to get a copy if you'd like. The energy of the invocations is the first thing is by the power and the authority, and you say what's close to your heart. Jesus is close to mine. I now command, I now decree. We're just saying to the universe, this is what I want. We have to, you know, it's like being married to somebody and you never tell them what you want. That's not going to work. You've got to tell your partner what you want. Tell your boss what you need, what you want. And otherwise, don't expect it. And that doesn't mean they're going to say yes, but it'll give them food for thought. And then, but the second part of this is just saying to all the dimensions, all your angels, all your guides, listen, I've got it. This is what I want. And then we say, I now give full permission, because without permission, many of your guides and angels can't intervene on your behalf. And then whatever the body is, and you'll see with the prosperity prayer, that body, that's the action statement. This is what I want. This is how I want to change my law. And then the closing, Jesus always said, verily, verily, and so it is. We say, so be it done, so be it done now. You know, which is the same as amen in most prayers. So those are invocations, and it brings up the energy of your spirit. And there's a strength behind that. And that's how we're all going to create prosperity as we do these classes and so forth. These teachings, you know, a lot of you know a lot of things. And for some of you, it'll seem so primary. But what I'm doing is trying to give to those who are not familiar with this the energy of these teachings. And then I have to say, for the most part, I've got newer information on many things. And so I try to bring that information in. So even those people who are most familiar might hear a thing or two that helps them. So now, as I said, on the fifth dimension,
The cosmic temple. Mary Margaret?
Yes?
I can't really hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. The
there
cosmic
you go.
Temple.
Perfect.
Okay, sorry. The cosmic template is a formation of everything the programming that you want for this lifetime. And the programming is what you put within that template before you're born. The patterning is everything that happens from the time you're in the womb. So that contains everything. Now, the energy of the cosmic template, that's why we align to that. And you might want to do that with all your invocations. Align this prosperity to my cosmic template of my most high self. Because it is powerful. It is truly powerful. And for those of you who want prosperity, if for any reason you have victim and martyr energy, it's going to be harder for you. So if you're having trouble with prosperity, you probably need to get with Janie on that email and ask for the clearing prayer, the victim and martyr prayer, to release the victim and martyr energies and the prosperity prayer. And for those of you who have not heard yet the Matrix of Illusion, you might want to request that, because that shows us the negative influence in our life. And although we don't, you know, we're not conscious of it. You know, the Matrix of Illusion, it talks about the veil and how, you know, we've been put here. And we're easily manipulated by things. We don't want that. So if you get the Matrix of Illusion prayer, then it'll help you as well. But those four prayers, the clearing, the release of the victim and martyr, the Matrix, and the prosperity prayer. And especially, Caroline, if you're still listening, you know, your success with your inventions, it's a perfect example of what you need and what how you have to think and be very, very positive. All right. Let's see. Now, let's also look at time. I have to tell you, as a mother of three and a single mom, time was not something I had any kind of, I couldn't relish in time. I was busy working all the time. And most mothers are, but when you're a single mom, it's even harder. And I never knew time was part of prosperity. And time is the energy of your energy. Every day, every minute, it's your energy. So if you're worried about not having enough time, you will not have enough time. But you can manage time, even the busiest schedules, you can manage time and know that the energies of your life are under your control. And you can have time for everything. You can have time for sleep. Some people are not getting enough sleep. That's part of prosperity and your health. So you have to work on these things because you can't just work on one facet of prosperity. You can't just work on wealth. You know, you can't just work on health. You know, even love. Some people have a prosperity in love, whether it's their friends or a boyfriend or a husband or their family and that type of thing. They've nurtured those relationships. And because of that, they have love that comes in from many, many sources. So with who we are powerful creators. And even more powerful is our ability to create prosperity. And the prosperity that you desire is available to you at any moment, any time. But you have to allow yourself to be conscious of what you're doing that brings in the prosperity you want. And what are you doing that negates the prosperity you want? Because as long as if you are negative in any way, it's going to harm your energy, the energy of your job, your career, the energy of your family. So, and the responsibility is on each one of us. The responsibility lies with our stinking thinking or our ability to have that attitude and the ability to plan our day, to plan our hour, to plan our weekend, to plan our work week, and so forth. Becoming conscious of how we are going to spend our time, how we are going to spend our money. It's all relative. Well, we're going to say the prosperity prayer now. And this prosperity prayer is available to you, like I said, with the clearing prayer, the release of victim and martyr, and the matrix of illusion. And let's start working together to create the highest and best life. We're going to say the prosperity prayer now. Janie's going to say it. As you know, I'm legally blind. So Janie will say it. I'll say it with you. So if you would now. Now remember the law of attraction is the solar plexus chakra. Every chakra has one of the major power chakra the solar plexus chakra is the one that is the one that carries the law of attraction. And that's why it's so important to keep your power, not to be codependent. And maybe we should do that first. If you put your hand on your solar plexus, understanding that this is ruled by the law of attraction, we're going to clear the energies of this. We're going to clear the energies of codependency, fear, trauma, and make, again, we're going to bring back your power. We're going to make sure you have your power. And anything that interferes with this law of attraction, we're also going to release. So I would say put your hand on your solar plexus, right there on your midriff. I want you to see that bright yellow there. And then, Janie, I'll do this one. Will you repeat?
Absolutely. And just to let you know, we do have two callers on the line, new callers.
Ben, all right. But
13 minutes.
By the power. Okay. Thank you, dear. By the power and the authority of divine,
by the
divine Holy Spirit.
By the power and the authority of the divine Holy Spirit.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
Gently clear my solar plexus chakra.
Gently clear my solar plexus chakra.
Of all debris, interference.
Of all debris, interference.
Codependent energies and ties.
Codependent energies and ties.
And any energies that would interfere with my prosperity.
And any energies that would interfere with my prosperity.
Leave now, never to return.
Leave now, never to return.
Gently cleanse and purify my solar plexus chakra.
Gently cleanse and purify my solar plexus chakra.
And align and align and regenerate.
Align and regenerate.
My solar plexus chakra.
My solar plexus chakra.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
So that I may attract the prosperity that I want.
So that I may attract the prosperity that I want.
I deserve.
I deserve.
For I am the highest and best.
For I am the highest and best.
And I deserve the highest and best.
And I deserve the highest and best.
Refresh my law of attraction for this lifetime.
Refresh my law of attraction for this lifetime.
For from now on in.
From now on in.
I will be conscious.
I will be conscious.
Of my thinking, feeling, and actions.
Of my thinking, feeling, and actions.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now. And 3D spiritual
breath. Okay, Janie, thank you. I will take a call and let me know when it's five of, so we can do the
absolutely
prosperity prayer.
Great. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Who's this, please?
My name is Sharon. Sorry, I got off speaker. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Hi, Sharon. How are you, dear?
Wonderful.
How can I help you?
Do you answer? First time calling in, I'm usually working. I just happen to be able to get on. Any question about my job?
Okay. Hold on 1 second, dear.
It's not a silly question. It's a political question. I
go
love
ahead,
my
dear
job. I
mm-hmm
love my job. We just started going into the office. And I'm the newest one on the block, and I feel like I'm really not accepted on the political platform with four other women.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel, no, there's one woman that is like the instigator of the whole the whole pack. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I love my job. I don't think it's in jeopardy, but do you feel I'm ever going to be accepted with all them? It's like a click. It's so annoying, but I've got to play the game. Does that make sense? I know.
You will be accepted, but Spirit is saying when the truth comes out. When the truth comes out.
Uh-huh. I know. Okay, go on.
Truth will come out within the next couple months. When the truth comes out, they're going to feel terrible for some of the things they've said. Your job is not in jeopardy.
I didn't think so.
You will be accepted, but it won't be till like January.
There's one woman that causes all this. She's like the lead of the department. Her first initial is J. Why is she so nasty? She goes back and forth like bipolar. What does she have against me? I've never done anything to her. Insecurity? I don't know. What is it?
She does have many insecurities, dear. But the energy of she's acting out of something.
I don't know.
Why is she so jealous of you?
That's interesting. I just started working in the office, getting physical. They see all of us physically now. I don't know why. Why is it? I get that kind of feeling that she's jealous of a lot of people. She has issues. I know that. But why?
No, that's just who she is. There are people that are just jealous of everyone.
Thank you.
They find a reason.
It's not me.
It's not you.
Now, there's a woman. There's a woman around her. She's an older lady. I worked with her today, just her and I. Her name is Mary Beth. I think she likes me, but she still plays up to her. Does she at least like me, Mary Beth?
Yes, she does. And that's what Spirit is saying. Just be your nice self.
Myself.
And this is gonna backfire on her. Her behavior is gonna backfire on her.
Why does she dislike me so much? What is it? I don't do anything.
When a person is jealous, they don't have to know a reason why they dislike somebody.
Does a woman I work with today, does she know she's jealous? She's got to. She's not stupid.
Yes,
she's been around the block.
She does. She does.
She does.
She knows.
Tell me the truth. Okay. You really know that.
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
She does. But the woman you worked with today really does like you. So you just be your likable self. And all this is going to be over come January.
In January when the truth comes out. Do you feel this woman that causes the trouble, do you feel that not just with me, it couldn't just be with me, do you feel she's going to stay in the department and the management knows about the way she treats people?
No, she won't. She won't. Mm. She could even be gone by January.
You do feel that she may leave or they may move her to another department?
They may move her. They
wow.
may move her. In fact, the woman that you worked with today may have something to say about it.
Wow.
She may say something.
She's been there 40 years. And she's. I know she's tough on the outside, but I told her today, but she's a marshmallow. I mean, she knows it. She won't admit it, but she's trying to protect her job, too. She's 65. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
She does.
They're going to ask her. They're going to ask her as far as this woman, and she will tell them the truth. And then I think in January, this woman will
move. She plays the game with her, but she sees her, doesn't she? She sees her?
Oh, yeah, she does. She does, dear. She does. So give us a call back and let us know how it goes here.
The bottom line is, thank you so much. My job is secure. You do feel that.
Oh, your job is secure. And I don't see her there in January, dear.
Oh, my gosh. And then Mary Beth will be able to be better friends with me. Thank you.
We're up against
thank
the
you.
Clock right now, ladies. Just so you know.
All right, dear. Thank you, dear.
Okay,
sorry about
thank
that.
Thanks, Sharon. Call back.
Oh,
let us know
okay.
how
thank
you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye now.
Mary Margaret, would you like me to go?
Yes.
We have two callers, and I'll go to the next one, and we have 5 minutes left.
All right, let's
Hello?
Do it. Hello. Hello. This is Mary Margaret. Who's this, please?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Brittany?
Brittany.
Brittany. I'm so sorry, Derek. Go ahead.
I was just calling to see pretty much about if you get anything about new employment or if I'm staying at the same place that I'm at right now.
You're not staying where you're at. Hold on. There's a new position in January. It's a different company, and there's like a 25% pay raise with this. But you're
okay.
you're not gonna find it until December sometime.
Okay, so I'm
sorry,
four.
We're up against the clock, so I'm gonna go. Give us a call back. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you, dear. Bye now. Go ahead, Janie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. With whom am I speaking, please?
This is Ashiel.
Say again?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel, okay. How are you today? How can I help you?
I'm just trying to see if you can give me some insight regarding my career.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up?
Are you working currently?
I have my own business. Things are a little
okay.
quiet right now.
What Spirit's saying is you might get another job just to make a little bit more money, but your business, not this year, but next year, is going to be quite successful. You're not going to really feel as much success until about May, June. So they don't want you to be discouraged as far as your business. It's really important that you continue with that.
Okay.
It'll pick up a little bit in December, and then in March you'll see another pickup, and then towards June it's something where you can work it full time and you won't have to worry about money.
Okay, but you said you see me getting a job. Also, is that what you said?
Yeah, like a part-time job.
Part-time job. Yeah, it's funny
yeah.
because I was looking online for part-time. It's funny that you said that.
Yeah. No, you need that extra cash, and you need to get out and meet people, they say. So,
yeah,
Derek,
yeah,
got to go.
Absolutely.
Call us back. Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye now. Janie, we have time
Mary
for the Margaret, prosperity
that...
prayer.
Well, we had it on Sunday service at 7 and the Victim and Martyr prayer and that. So if people want to go back into Sunday the 17th,
mm-hmm.
it's there for them, and we can try to get
okay,
it in
great.
Quickly right now. Would you like to?
I'd like to.
Okay. Prosperity prayer. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
Power and the authority of Jesus.
And the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
And the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
I now come in and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For all blockages, obstacles.
For all blockages, obstacles.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
Accepting in the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
Accepting in the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the abundance of all good things.
And the abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed to the energy of prosperity.
Be now gently changed to the energy of prosperity.
And spiritual abundance.
And spiritual abundance.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Within all these spaces, place the energy.
Within all these spaces, place the energy.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best because I am the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth security.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth, prosperity,
Secure.
Prosperity.
Love, happiness.
Love, happiness.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now. Three deep breaths.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now. All yours, Jeannie.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening in, and check us out Friday at noon to 1 Eastern and our Sunday service, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And just look, we'll have rebroadcasts throughout the week, and you can always go back in to get any prayer. If you want a private session, call 513-289-2914 with Mary Margaret. And if you want a copy of any of our prayers, RevMMDenholm@AOL.com. That's RevMMDen as in Nancy, HOLM as in Mary, at AOL.com. Have a fantastic evening, and we will be talking to you soon.
Bye, everyone.